B. Mitch and Finley, high noon in the District of Columbia. And points well, north, south, right. East, and west. We're out west. Ashburn, VA. I think for the first time all year, we're going to do our – every week we do power rankings. We go to NFL.com in hopes they'll be the least hot takey. Who knows if that's accurate. But it's the same dude that writes them every week, Eric Edholm. We've had him on the show. I at least agree with his methodology, and I support that he tries to own – like you see this in college sports, and unfortunately it really hurts teams in college sports because – like the rankings matter so much. That's changing somewhat, especially now with the 12-team college football playoff. But like a team that's just really high ranked, even when they lose, will still stay ahead of other teams that have been better, but they didn't come into the season with the high ranking.
Totally.
Luckily in the NFL, there's a playoff system that takes care of everything. But for the first time, I'd say all year, I'm guessing we can all unequivocally say who the best team in football is, who's number one in power rankings, and it's not the Chiefs.
The Lions.
It's got to be Detroit now. You could lean on KC because they had that undefeated record, even though they were just narrow win after narrow win. But it's Detroit, and it's Detroit by a wide stretch now.
I think so.
Who's number two?
Bills.
They just beat KC head-to-head.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Number two is the Bills. The Bills look really good. Josh Allen's taking care of the football in a way he hasn't previously. I think they went to him kind of late, maybe halfway through last year, but Joe Brady as the OC up there helps a lot. They've got –
Joe Brady's from LSU, right?
Yeah. He was a play caller on that title team.
Joe Burrow.
I think they've got just a lot of variety in that offense, and I think – when you've got two backs you really like in Davis and Cook, you got a bunch of receivers, Shakir, Curtis Samuel starting to play well up there.
Yeah.
Curtis could always get open, man. That dude had separation. Honestly, that dude would help this team a lot because they don't have a lot of guys on this team that can get open fast. They don't have, like, the quick twitch guys. They have guys that can get downfield and get some speed. Keon Coleman's been good for them, even though he's missed a little bit of time. That Bills team looks legit, and if they are the one seed in the AFC and everything has to run through Buffalo and there's 8 feet of snow on the ground, it gets interesting. KC went up there last year, though, and beat them. So,
yep. KC can still end up with the one seed.
For sure. I am curious, do you remember a couple years back when the Steelers had – I think the Steelers had gotten to 11-0 – and then Washington went up there and beat them, gave them their first loss. And then the Steelers really kind of came limping to the finish line that season. I believe that was 2020.
Do you think that's going to happen?
I wanted to ask you, do you think that could happen for KC?
Nah.
I don't either. And a lot of it is just based on Reed, Jones, Kelce, Mahomes.
Yeah.
Right?
But as much as we discuss it,
their wins have been narrow margins.
They're narrow margins, but we go, they still win.
Yeah.
I think that's the ultimate thing where they lost to Buffalo, and Buffalo, I thought, which one was sacked? But he got out of it, boom, he goes, first touchdown. They don't get that first down, they got problems.
Right. Steelers back in 2020 started 11-0. And then proceeded to lose four of the last five. So they finished the year 12-4. And in the first round of the playoffs, got knocked out by the Browns with Baker Mayfield, a quarterback. Remember that game?
Wow.
It's a crazy league, man. It's a game of runs, baby. But the Bills certainly belong to be there, too. The Chiefs, I think at some point Mahomes has to play better. And it's easy to say, yo, they're 9-1 and Mahomes isn't playing that well. And that's cool. But at some point, they're going to have to play better. I'm sure Andy and Pat are aware of that.
They're working on it. And I think the thing about Pat, early on, I think Pat has always tried to get everybody involved and do little stuff.
Yeah.
Late in the game, Pat goes to the same two people, three people, and it works. He might have started going to them early.
Who's your fourth best team? Who would you put four?
Fourth best team. either Minnesota or Green Bay.
Philly. You don't think Philly's got it?
Philly is coming.
They've won just, six in a row all of a sudden.
Yeah, but the people in Philly still worry about number one.
Hurts?
Because he can get the ball to other people a lot still.
If you were an Eagles fan, would your greatest concern be Hurts or Sirianni?
Sirianni seems to be getting out the way.
It was the game they had before. It was the Jags game. He kept going for two and, like, overcomplicating things. Lanville, who's your fourth best team in football? Who's your final foe?
The Chiefs.
So who would you have three then?
The Ravens.
Still?
Yeah, sure.
They won, just lost to the Steelers. They have four losses on the year. You just think the talent is too much?
Yeah, they're good.
The Ravens stuff is interesting to me. So here on NFL.com, it goes Lions, Bills, Chiefs. I think that is correct. Then Eagles, Vikings, Steelers. I think the Steelers have to be ahead of the Ravens at this point. And I think – I don't know what happens with Lamar, but
– Man, the Steelers are not that good, man. You know I'm doing that because Scotty started texting me, so that's why I was not going to give you the Steelers' name.
Texted me, too.
Yeah. So.
I think the Ravens' offensive talent, when you have Lamar and Derrick Henry, is so significant.
Yeah.
But when you get into these low-scoring playoff-type games, you have to find other ways to win, and I feel like they may not be able to. Maybe that's premature to say, but...
Well, when it gets cold, I think having somebody like Derrick Henry is vital.
I'm going to read this from NFL.com here. You know, they're only, I got to confirm this, but I believe their only touchdown drive against Baltimore came without Derrick Henry on the field.
Against the Steelers?
Yeah, yeah. I'm reading now from NFL.com. So they go Steelers 6. I may be very wrong. I think the Vikings defense is very good. I'm still having a tough time with the Minnesota Vikings with Sam Darnold as the fifth best team in football, but that's just me. I'm reading now about the Ravens. Sunday's loss to Pittsburgh is going to leave a mark. If the Ravens cannot win the AFC North, we might look back at this game as the turning point in that race. They're only a game and a half back of the Steelers, but two games back in the loss column, and Baltimore has one fewer game left than Pittsburgh, which means one less chance to make up that gap. Now, the rematch in Baltimore is virtually a must-win affair for the Ravens. Even though the Steelers' defense dominated in this one, Baltimore had ample opportunities to win prior to the missed two-point attempt that would have tied it late. Turnovers were a problem, but it really came down to field goals, with Pittsburgh's Chris Boswell making all six of his tries and usual Steelers killer Justin Tucker missing two first-quarter kicks. That's now six misses on the season for Tucker, one shy of his career high. Baltimore's D stepped up Sunday, but the team has to wonder whether it can count on Tucker from distance in clutch situations now. While the Ravens are by no means in trouble, there are some concerns when the offense is not cooking.
Ugh.
The Tucker thing is real, dude.
It is. Because he's never been that guy. But as quick as he lost it, if he finds it, they got a weapon still.
I don't know if it's age or what, but for somebody that's been that good that long to just kind of not
like getting
have
the yips, JP.
Yeah.
Age ain't got nothing to do with that one.
He
has distance. He just don't have accuracy. And is that just a hook or here or there? Like the kicker the other night slipped.
Yeah, I saw that one. Landini, how do you feel about the Vikings as the fifth best team in football?
That's a dumb list. The Vikings suck.
What? How much money will you put on whoever plays the Vikings in the playoffs in that first round?
At least seven or eight.
Dollars or hundred?
Dollars.
Okay, that's a big bet.
He's not betting 100.
The Vikings down the stretch, so they've been playing really good football. They're at Chicago, Arizona, Atlanta, Chicago at home, at Seattle, Green Bay, and then they finish at Detroit.
Mm.
That, I think, if I had to guess, Sunday Night Football Week 18 is going to be Vikings at Lions, because that, you know, the way those two teams are playing, that should matter. for the one seed, for the NFC North, for all of it, I would – I don't know if you guys agree with this, because their defense has been really good. But we still have 6 weeks of the season left. They have the Vikings at 5 and the Packers at 8. If I could wager on
– You'll take the Packers?
Who I think will go deeper in the playoffs, I think I'd take the Packers. What about you?
Packers are the Vikings?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if it started today, and it doesn't, but if it started today, the Vikings would head to Atlanta for their wild card game. The Packers would head to Arizona for their wild card game. And old Washington would head to Philly again. I think I'd like the Packers.
I'm with that.
The Packers have proven, I mean, last year they maybe should have gotten to the NFC title game. Mm-hmm. I think the way they went to Dallas and beat the tar out of them.
Beat the brakes off of them.
Yeah. I think Jordan Love's getting healthier. Now, granted, we say all this, but Green Bay barely won last week in Chicago thanks to a blocked field goal.
They won.
Yeah. What do you make, Brian? All right, so we've made it to 8 is Green Bay. 9 is the Chargers. What do you make of Jim Harbaugh's crew?
They seem to be a more feistier bunch this year, where I thought they were front runners in the previous years. Right now, Jim has those guys not quitting. And their quarterback, I know you've liked him a long time. I thought he was like the same way, a front runner. Now he seems to be willing to dig deep and go and show what he's about.
Yeah, and I think what Harbaugh has him doing running just gives them another element. Mm-hmm. If you look at the Chargers, I don't think they're in that Bills, Lions, Chiefs
not
tier.
Yet. Not yet.
But I'm not convinced they're not in the Ravens, Steelers, Vikings tier.
I think the Ravens, Steelers are still a tier above them.
Okay. What do you make – whenever I see discrepancies like this, I'm always curious. The Chargers have the top-ranked defense in points allowed. Mm-hmm. But they're 11th in yards allowed. That's a pretty big gap. It's 10 spots.
Yeah.
Maybe they're playing really good field position in special teams.
I mean, they get close to the goal line, they don't give up points.
Yeah. That offense is they're 18th in the league in points and yards, right? But I feel like their offense has really been trending up. In the last 4 weeks, 4 wins in a row, they've scored at least 26 points. Whereas early in the year, one, they had back-to-back relative duds against the Steelers and the Chiefs. What we know about those defenses now, those are two pretty good teams. They also dealt with some injuries. I think Herbert was injured. Unless you've looked, where do you think the Commanders land?
I'm going to say they land at 15.
Wow. I'm guessing Jeff hasn't looked. Jeff, where you got the Commanders landing?
Because we lost 2. I'm going to go about 17.
Wow, you guys are going way down. Okay. I know Landfill has looked. Commanders land 10th in the power rankings.
All right.
Okay.
Let's just think about it, though. See, this is the whole thing. I hate even having a conversation about all this, the way that they come up with these type of things. Everybody come up with something totally different. You just heard Greenberg say 19th. Okay. He's been normally right around 4 or 5 behind everybody else. And now this.
But you just said what, 15?
I think 15.
Said 17?
So this guy says 10 now. And he lost 2 in a row. Is that, based off what you said earlier, once you get to a certain level, it's hard as hell to fall out of it? Because they were like number 6 at one point. Then you lose 2 in a row.
Let me read what Ed Holm wrote. They were 8th, now they're 10th. It's hard not to notice the downward trend the Commanders' attack has been on since Jaden Daniels suffered a rib injury in Week 7. The problem is they need their offense to carry them past their defensive issues. A step up in competition might be a factor. Either way, for the first time since September, we're starting to see some cracks in their armor. They're a miraculous Hail Mary away from having 3 losses in their past 4 games, with 2 narrow wins over teams with losing records keeping them afloat in that span. Washington continues to have an 81% chance of making the postseason, per Next Gen Stats. But a lack of consistent playmakers and an inability to finish off games is a bit concerning. Facing the Cowboys and Titans at home gives the Commanders a chance to rebound. If they continue to struggle to move the ball or put points on the board, then it might be time to worry. I think that's really pretty fair. And that's kind of where I've landed, is everybody wants to have these conversations about, are people figuring Cliff out? Is Jaden hitting a rookie wall? All these things. Let's talk about it next week. Let's see what happens this week. Because I'm quite aware that it's easy to say you think the offense is slowed. Last week they scored, or 10 days ago, whatever the hell it was, they scored 27 against the Steelers. Mm-hmm. The Giants game, I don't think that was a squeaker at all. They put up 27. The Giants were able to score late, but they had a pretty comfortable grasp on that game the whole time.
Yeah.
The Bears thing is fluky. How often are you going to hit Hail Marys? I understand.
Well, we
that.
Hit it that time.
Right. The offense struggled in Philly. Period. Full stop. Not looking past that. I just think if things go right this week, like, it's not quite receipt-keeping season, but there's a lot of people in a big-time hurry to start throwing dirt on a coffin, and I just think it's like way too early for any of that.
I agree with that.
Does that seem fair?
Totally.
Now, power rankings are also kind of irrelevant, right? Like, this isn't what determines who gets in the playoffs or anything.
See, power rankings could be whatever they are. It comes down to who plays better that day.
Sure.
That's why I get caught up in it.
And consistently, right? Like, who could deliver consistently? Mm-hmm. I did just want to read San Fran real quick. Ed Holm has San Fran at 16, which I think is about where you and I might have them. There's no other way to say it. Sunday's loss to the Seahawks was crushing. Blowing leads against NFC West opponents has become a chronic issue. Sure, the Niners were playing without George Kittle, and for most of the second half, Nick Bosa, and a few bad breaks went against them. Those mitigating factors don't make the outcome count less when it comes to the playoff picture, though. If San Fran misses the postseason, and as of Monday night, the team had just a 29% chance of making it, we'll look back on this one as one of the bigger reasons why, along with earlier losses to the Rams and Cardinals. The 49ers were more in control of those games. Even so, on Sunday, they did have the ball at the Seattle 46-yard line, protecting a 17-13 lead with 3 minutes left. That's usually when Kyle Shanahan teams, especially at this time of the year, bleed out the clock or score to put the game away. Instead, the Niners had to punt and then watch their defense allow Geno Smith and company to drive 80 yards in 2-plus minutes for the game-winning touchdown. After all the 49ers have been through, the playoffs just might not be in the cards this season. That would be a pretty stunning fall for San Fran if they missed the playoffs entirely. And I think it's quite possible. We shall see.
We'll see.
Coming up next, Dan Quinn will address the media live here in Ashburn. You'll hear it right here on 106.7 The Fan.